Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns.
Little John Mellencamp bringing us back 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Grace Marie Turner is our guest. Grace Marie is the president of the Galen Institute. It's Galen, G-A-L-E-N .org. I encourage you to check that website out. Listen and read to what they have to say. Join them. Support them. If you believe that market forces, that market solutions are better for the future of healthcare than government-controlled healthcare, which is what Obamacare is, which is why I'm not in favor of it. I've been against it. My principles were to be against it before it was even conceived, because I believe in the marketplace, not the government, more so. And if you do that, if you feel like that, then I encourage you to find out how to support Grace Marie and her efforts. Grace Marie, thank you for all that you did and that you have been doing to help promote the debate about and the side of the debate from market forces. We have a law now. It's been approved by the Supreme Court. But just because that has happened, that doesn't change the fact that what we know about the law, most Americans still don't like, does it?
They mostly people don't really understand what's in it. I think so many people thought that the Supreme Court was going to rescue us from this, and now people need to understand the huge impact of this employer mandate on small businesses.
Yep.
And their ability to grow.
Mm-hmm.
The cost of the individual mandate, the fact that this Medicaid expansion, if the states opt in, would bankrupt them.
Did you see the report, the survey, that 85% of doctors would consider retiring before they would operate under Obamacare?
And I'm telling you, I speak to lots of doctors' groups, and I have a show of hands. All of them are seriously thinking about, what can I do to get out of the practice of medicine before this hits in 2014?
Yep.
Because I'm not practicing under this government, under the thumb of government, telling me how to take care of my patients. They will not do that. We're going to lose the best doctors, and it's going to be a mass exodus, and we're going to wonder, what on earth happened?
Here's,
once they retire, you're not getting them back.
Here's that's the point, see. A lot of people might say, Grace Marie, well, okay, let's try this for a year or so, and if it doesn't work, we'll just repeal it with the next election, and we'll go back to what we had. Folks, the more every day that goes by under Obamacare, the institutions that we could have used to reform health care the right way will be gone.
Well, and the most important thing for the American people to understand is, hello, November, our last backstop in defeating this law and overturning it is electing a president and a Congress who are committed to do that, whoever it is. We've got to make sure that people understand that the voters have the final say on November the 6th.
Yeah.
And listen to what the candidates are saying, and listen to what they're saying about whether or not they think this freight train should be hitting our economy in 2014, or whether or not we're going to really get us back on the right path to a step-by-step approach to sensible reform. Listen for what the candidates are saying as far as their replacement strategy, because, yes, we need health reform. We need to get costs down for small businesses. We need to give people more choices, affordable insurance.
What do you think about, I mean, here's something I've done myself. As much as I have no concerns, I have no doubts about how I feel about Obamacare and why I'm not in favor of it. But even so, I talked to my own doctor about this, and he is terrified of this law.
Right.
I recommend that people do that. Talk to the medical professionals that you know, and ask them what they think. What do you think, Chris?
But
Marie?
The problem is that too few doctors really understand this. They basically, when I give my talks to them, that this is what the law does to you, there's a sense of disbelief.
Wow.
I say, you got to buy our book. We've got a chapter in our book, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, about how this affects patients and physicians. And they read this, and they go white, because
yeah,
they're saying, oh, they can't possibly do this. Yes, they can. A lot of these new 159 new commissions, boards, agencies,
mm-hmm.
programs, all are targeted to directing the from Washington the practice of medicine.
Right, right. Grace Marie, thank you for being here. Thanks for the hard work that you do. We appreciate
you
very
November,
much.
On November, Jim.
Yep, that's a big day. Hey, thanks, Grace Marie. Good job today.
Thanks,
we'll
Jim.
See you next time. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, with the Galen Institute. That's GALEN.org. I really encourage you to go there and check it out. And also the book, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. You can find out about the details of this law right there. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.